Special thanks to all our patrons who support the show every single week. We couldn't do it without you. Head over to patreon.com/runeatdrinkpodcast and subscribe today for bonus content, exclusive happy hour live chats, and more. Patrons, you help keep the Run, Eat, Drink podcast going, and we're so grateful for you. Not a patron yet? Join us today at patreon.com/runeatdrinkpodcast. Help support the show by using our Amazon affiliate link. Anytime you shop on Amazon for running gear, food, beverages, or anything else the little gray trucks might bring your way, just use runeatdrink.net/Amazon anytime you shop. It costs nothing extra. It's only one extra click, and it helps us keep the lights on and the bandwidth flowing. Just go to runeatdrink.net/Amazon, and we thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Jeff Galloway, and you are listening to the Run, Eat, Drink podcast.
Welcome to the Run, Eat, Drink podcast. We feature destination races from across the country. And after the race, we take you on a tour of the best local food and beverage to celebrate. So whether you are an elite runner or a back of the packer like us, you'll know the best places to accomplish, explore, and indulge on your next runcation. Dana, I have my coffee, and on this episode, we are having a wonderful coffee chat on a weekend morning with a friend of the show, an Olympian, and America's coach, Jeff Galloway, personal friend and a friend of our podcast who's helped us so much, and our coach. We can't thank you enough for joining us again on the Run, Eat, Drink podcast. Welcome to our show.
Glad to be here, Dana and Amy, and you can add to that list of credits, coffee drinker.
All right, yes. There we go.
Yeah.
I love it. So, Jeff, how have you been? And give us the weather report up there in Atlanta. You're having coffee, and looks like you're wearing a fleece, so I'm taking a stab at it. It's a little cooler up there than it is down here in Florida.
It is. We have been bouncing back and forth between Florida and Atlanta and Orlando over this whole year. Much more of it has been in Florida because, for one thing, we are now officially Florida residents.
Welcome to the state.
Yay!
So we're very pleased to be. Obviously, we spent a whole lot of time during our whole marriage down there. Barb is from Fort Walton Beach, but we have a place on the panhandle that we dearly love, great running area and great beaches, and a fun place to be. That's where we hold our retreats. And so anyway, we are looking forward to spending more time there. But to answer your question, Dana, it started out in the low 40s this morning here. Just peeked outside to get a feel for it. But then it's warming up, so it's going to be a nice day today. It wasn't yesterday.
I remember those cool, some would say cold, damp Atlanta winters very, very well.
Yes, yes.
We know humidity throughout the South, and it does settle in here. Because we're at 1,000 feet elevation in Atlanta, the humidity doesn't tend to be as high on a regular basis as it does down in Florida. Mm. However, we do have humidity.
Oh, yes. Without a doubt.
Oh. And you said, so you have been traveling between Atlanta, Florida, and we've even seen you in California this past year. What else have you been up to?
A lot of new things, including a revision of the running injury book that I'm working on. I'm also still working on my newest book to come, and that is Cardiac Comeback. I'm getting a continuing number of stories of folks who have made major changes in their lives, and I'm incorporating those into clinics and also posts about people that have made really inspirational changes to affect other people. And so Those are all great things. And we've had so many neat events, including the two Disney events and Donna's race in Jacksonville, that we've really had great amount of stories. So it's been busy. And then, of course, whenever I get the chance, especially in Orlando, we have grandchildren. And Barb and I love being grandparents. She is the consummate grandmother. She is amazing in that role.
That's fantastic. So you've got a little bit going on. It's been
a
busy 2024 so far.
Yeah.
And in the middle of all that, you have decided to relaunch or revamp your race weekend. We missed it last year. I got a woefully bad case of food poisoning and could not travel. But it's back. It's that time of year. And can you talk about what's going on? There's a lot that's going to be changing with the race weekend. And I'm super excited for this.
The original idea for our Jeff Barb weekend in Atlanta was to be a reunion, to be a chance for people all over the world, literally, who use our method to come to Atlanta, come to our original hometown and hang out with other people that they've known before, or a lot of new friends are developed during our weekend. So we've really had a lot of fun with that. And so we looked at what we could do to retain our original purpose for the weekend, and that is the reunion, and then boost some of the activities that make it, according to our responses from participants, a better experience for them. And what comes back over and over again is the chance to have some closer connections with myself and the others, both on my staff and the others that use the method from various places around the country and around the world. So we'll have people from all over the country coming in and a few other countries that'll be coming in. And we will have some manageable crowd situations with clinics that will go over how to improve endurance and speed, how to avoid injuries for the rest of your running life, how to extend your running life, how to be motivated, how to motivate others, and so forth. And these will be sessions that will be limited in number, so you're not going to have hundreds of people. You will have a few dozen people at most, and a chance to interact and get all of your questions answered. The other aspect of it involves the races. We are not going to have races as such. In other words, we will not have tabulated results. What we will have is training runs with pace group leaders. So we're taking the pressure away from performing. And you've got a chance to be with good people in pace groups and see a beautiful part of Atlanta. Things are going to be headquartered out of our store. And we're using the Beltline, which is right connected to the parking lot of our store. It's right there. So you walk out, our Beltline is a rail trail that is really blossoming and becoming just a great place to do your walking or running. And it leads right into our premier park, Piedmont Park. You don't have to cross any streets. You can take the Beltline directly into the park, and that's what we're going to do. So we're going to have a 5K training run on Saturday morning, Barb's 5K. And then on Sunday morning, we will have up to a 13.1 in conjunction with using the pace group leaders that we will have, but folks can decide to run less distance or more distance because they're loops, and you'll be able to choose whatever you want. One thing that we do suggest is that you bring your GPS. Of course, most people have one now, but they really do allow you the flexibility, if you're not feeling good, to run less, or if you're feeling great, you can even run more.
So it sounds like you are keeping some of those capstone locations, Piedmont Park and the Beltline being two of them, mm-hmm. for this weekend, which I think, as people who run this race
before,
many, many times mm-hmm. before, those are two of the areas you look forward to the most.
Oh, yeah. Because in Piedmont Park, you have, it's the, what, the, you, don't you call it the Central Park of Atlanta?
It really is.
Yeah. And it's, and the dog park.
Her favorite park's running
through the dog park. Park for me. I don't know yes. if you hear that a lot. But
yes, I do.
You do? Yeah,
it's Barb's favorite part of the park, too.
And you get to see dogs and so much of what's built up in on the Beltline. Really, there are breweries, restaurants, there's artwork there.
And then the artwork changes too. That's yeah. that's not static. So they get new artists, they bring in new things. So every year it's been a slightly different view. And I don't know the exact distance, but the Beltline, I want to say, is almost 2 miles, isn't it?
Is it?
I mean, it's long.
It's actually longer than that, but we're not going to use all of it because that would involve crossing a busy street. And so we're going to contain
yeah.
stuff so we don't have to block up traffic and so forth, which was another issue. I mean, in Atlanta, at any time of the weekend, if you have to block traffic for a race, you inconvenience a lot of people, and we're not going to be doing that. So you shouldn't be hearing any honking horns unless there's just some problem with somebody who got stung by a bee or something like that.
Or somebody who's cheering you on from nearby.
That's true. That could happen because there are really a whole lot of people that support running in Atlanta. It's mm-hmm. really a great running town.
Yeah.
And so we really are going to be using almost 2 miles one way on the Beltline.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay. So
that's one segment. Mm-hmm. And then there are all types of loops that connect up from the Beltline in Piedmont Park, mm-hmm. never having to go on or cross a city street.
Right.
I think that is so smart. I've always marveled
yeah.
when we go run races at the logistics that go into shutting down city streets. We do my full-time job in law enforcement, doing special events like that are a huge expense for any organization. And it is something that can inconvenience people and can be very difficult. Finding and having access to beautiful places like Piedmont Park, like the Beltline, where you can use them. I think that is so smart.
That it for sure. So with the Beltline, with hosting things out of Fidipides, your store, and Piedmont Park. So are you staging, you recommended people bring GPS. Are you staging any kind of hydration stations, things like that? Or how should people be prepared for that part of it?
Yeah, we will have some hydration areas and, we have them designated, but we need to make sure logistics are right. So we're not going to divulge it right now. But when you come in, we will have those areas located.
Okay.
Plenty of water.
Plenty of water so that you, because we are, as of the recording of this, we're about 15 days out from the weekend, 14, 15 days. And if you haven't, nothing new on race day, I would say. Very tried and true kind of thing that we have talked about on the show before. And because no new gear. And I'm thinking people who might not have run with a Camelback or anything like that, who want to do the longer distances, it's good to know that there'll be hydration available no matter how many loops you might do. So
that is correct.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I was to say, since we're on the topic, Jeff, if somebody wanted to try something new, is now the time to test it out in their training runs before they come?
Well, depends on what the new is. But generally speaking, we want to frame our running events, the 5K on Saturday and then the longer one on Sunday, as a chance to really run with people who do the run, walk, run, chance to talk with them, to get to know them. It's less about time this time and more about friendships.
I love that.
And I will tell you one friendship that I have, there are many, but one that I can specifically remember happening and being forged at your race weekend would be Maureen Dobson from the Tulsa Galloway group.
Mm-hmm.
She's
great.
She's incredible. She's a cancer survivor. I ran a little bit on the Donna course with her, but the opportunities when you have, because I met her as a result of having a Q&A session, a podcast recording with Kevin Gwynn and you up there at the helm, and it gave us opportunities to ask questions and interact with fellow run, walk, runners. So it's exciting to see that there will be opportunities like that in your weekend.
And the other thing about my presentations, I will be telling some stories that I haven't told before. And there will be a number of different things that will end up coming out of those sessions, because I've had such great experiences when I start to tell a story and then someone will ask a little sidebar and all of a sudden it clicks in to my memory bank on another story. And anyway, people tend to love the stories. And the reality is, and this goes back way even beyond biblical times, people learn more from the parables or stories than they often learn from trying to memorize methods and memorize data. Of course, the data backs it up and it consolidates those stories. But so they're both important, but the stories usually impart a lesson that is more permanent.
The stories make the data memorable and stick and give it purpose and, I don't know, give you a hook when you go to implement them into your training and that kind of thing. So I just, and so the topics that you will cover in your sessions now, stories, backup data, but also there's hands-on type things that really create muscle memory. Will there be any?
We have some of those scheduled too. And we're still working on the schedule, but I will tell you two things right away for those that are joining us. The first one is that we're going to have a hospitality event on Friday evening, welcoming folks in. And we will be getting the word out as to where and when that is very soon. If you haven't gotten it already, we have sent out the first blast on that, but you'll receive more information. And there is an option for a buffet and beverages and stuff like that. So it's going to be a fun hospitality get together on Friday evening to start the weekend. But some can't get in on Friday evening and will be coming in on Saturday morning for Barb's 5K. And all of that is going to be headquartered out of Ansley Mall. I failed to mention, but the Friday night hospitality is going to be near the Lowe's Hotel, which is our host hotel. So you'll be able to just walk from your hotel to that site and walk back.
Is the Lowe's Hotel in Midtown?
It is.
Okay.
Okay.
So I was going to say, this is one of those races where, because it's in Atlanta, it's so easy to get to, whether you're driving, flying, whatever the case may be. Sure. And if you're staying in the Midtown area at any of the hotels in Midtown, you are so conveniently located to Pheidippides. It's almost walking distance. I don't know that I'm going to add those extra miles walking. I might take an Uber. You're right there, like 5 minutes.
It's up to you. And I understand why you wouldn't want to do it, especially on a longer run that you would be doing on Sunday. But the fact is, it's not very far either way, however you're getting there.
And I think the experience is that so if you can't get there on Friday night for the hospitality, then you still have lots of experiences to look forward to. Barb's 5K and just the natural networking that exists afterwards. And also the natural networking with the PACE groups. And I think because of the lesser pressure that you just have, you have the opportunity to, you don't have to keep such a close eye on your wrist.
Right.
And you can more interact and ask questions of people. You didn't have an opportunity to do that before, or at races where busy streets have to be cleared by a certain time. Right.
Yeah. And we have my key staff will be there. Chris Twiggs, chief training officer for us, ultramarathoner, as well as a coach to hundreds in the customized program.
Yes.
Kelly Tenney, who is a program director for our training program out in Long Beach, California for many years. She is also a professor. She's a great teacher, and she teaches the method regularly. And then Sherry Witt, who's program director in Ventura, California, will be in town, and a number of others that will be coordinating around. Susan Kolbinski, who organizes our retreats, including the Tahoe, which, by the way, is in a new location that we're extremely excited about this summer in July. It is really the best of our retreats because of all the trails and the beautiful scenery out there in July. It's just going to be even better this year because we have meals together, and COVID put a squelch on that for a little while, but we're back. And you'll be able to answer questions that you have in all of these various areas because the staff will be around.
Wonderful. And are there events post-training run that you all are planning in terms of after the 5K, after the big runs, to celebrate or kind of network there?
After Barb's 5K, we will have a break for breakfast so people can get their breakfast. And then we will start up with hourly clinics and meet and greet sessions that go into the afternoon. So we're going to have regular sessions there. And we do intend to have some practical sessions too. So we're, for example, we want to cover the drills and maybe a magic mile or magic half mile.
Yeah.
To see how that's done.
I was going to say, it gives people a chance to actually do those drills and be shown the correct way to do it. I think that's really neat.
Running like the form drills that improve you, the cadence
drills, acceleration gliders.
It's so important to the method, but I think to just running and walking in general, safely and injury free, like you have written about. And so it's wonderful. Now, the weekend, if you register for the weekend, what is the fee and what's included in the fee?
It's up on our website, so you can see it.
Link to that.
And that's jeffgalloway.com?
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And we made a few changes during the last few weeks, so you can get the latest just by going up to .com.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And if people... We've talked about the stories, the networking, the things like that. If people can't make it, there's still a virtual option as well, yes?
Absolutely. And you can find that at jeffgalloway.com too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Now, I was going to ask you where people could find out more about the weekend. However, we've covered that at jeffgalloway.com.
Yes.
Absolutely.
jeffgalloway.com.
I'm excited for it. I think this is going to be a neat riff or spin on something that's going to be very familiar, but also very different at the same time. And I'm so glad that it's still going to involve Piedmont Park. It's still going to involve
Beltline.
Yeah. That stretch of the Beltline that takes you really from the Carter Presidential Library to right to almost to Fidipides.
Yeah.
It's just such a neat stretch. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's right there.
Yeah. And there are so many things to do after the running is done well. So
without a doubt,
it's just a great city to visit overall. So
a lot of stuff to do. And there's some time in the afternoon on Saturday to do that. So we're not going to book you up into the evening,
which is great.
We want you to see Atlanta.
You can experience a true runcation without pressure.
Exactly. Like. And you with some of your friends that you're either meeting up with or that you're making while you're there, mm-hmm. you can go and explore. I think there's a lot to do right there in the area.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's a great experience. And I think it's perfect for people who are just, they want to know directly from the source and from a team of people and fellow runners who have experience, if you're just getting into the run, walk, run method, what it's all about.
And
that's what we want.
And Jeff, would this be a good opportunity for somebody who's never run with a pace group to get a feel for that? I think that's one of those things that if you've never done it.
Yeah, you could be intimidated like, oh, I don't want to hold anybody back or that. That's what I think a lot of the time. So
all of our pace group leaders are extremely well qualified, and they keep everybody on pace along with using the appropriate run, walk, run strategy in each pace group.
Mm. So you can, and I feel like all of your pace leaders, we have experienced them at Donna. We have experienced at the Donna Marathon weekend. We have experienced them at your race weekend in the past. We've experienced them at Disney. And I feel like there is no silly question. And it's just, you feel comfortable and safe to be with them. And I feel like it's just the perfect setting to have an entree into running and the run, walk, run method.
We have a great group, and they're just simply good people. They're not just talented pacers. They're good people, too.
Yeah. Yeah. So now, after your race weekend, after the Jeff Galloway race weekend, if that the weekend is done, what are you doing next?
Actually, we are looking forward to going down to our new home, which is on the Panhandle, and hosting most of our grandchildren. And not all of them can show up, which you can understand with young children there. Sure. But we will have representatives of both of our families, and we're really looking forward to that.
It's
first time that we've been able to get together like that in years, literally.
And I thought he was going to say, I'm going to Disney World. You know how people say that after the Super Bowl and they say, I'm going to Disney World because you're going to be there at Springtime Surprise, yes?
And after that session that we have down at our beach, we will be going to Disney World and looking forward to that very much. The springtime event.
Yes.
So returning to Orlando.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Good yes.
Stuff. Good stuff with Carissa at the helm announcing, which is always inspiring.
Yeah. She's amazing.
Yeah. And you as a character stop to boot.
It's really fun. And the whole evolution of the culture of Run Disney is just so inspiring, and it's been so gratifying to see people coming together for the right reasons, getting into better shape. I just wrote up the story of a woman who came by my booth for Princess who lost over 150 pounds through doing half marathons that started, the whole thing started with the Disney Tinkerbell event in 2014. Been running ever since, kept the weight off, just thrives on the regular runs that she does every week. And it started with Run Disney. They've really created the package that inspires people and gives them that reward.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We're big fans of the Run Disney events.
We are. And how we got started. We found you.
Yeah, exactly. And I was going to say, will people who go to springtime get the opportunity to see you at the expo and check out your books and get a chance to talk with you?
Absolutely. Come by the booth. I look forward to meeting and greeting each person there. Each person really is a delight. It's really been neat.
It's so funny. Like, you can always tell where Jeff's booth is because there's a line.
Yes.
There are two lines at every Run Disney Expo.
Yes.
The KT tape.
Yes.
And Jeff's booth.
That is so true.
That's it.
We're proud to have a line. And they, again, they're good people.
And I do apologize for anybody in the Runcation Nation that was waiting in line at the Disneyland, the return to the Disneyland races, because Dana and I were...
We struck up a conversation.
It was really my fault. And we're just talking and talking away. And then Barb came over and she said, you know, there are people that are waiting. We were talking for like maybe 20
it was long.
Minutes.
We went a little long. Sorry and about that.
So enamored, we didn't even realize there was a line that... So I am so sorry to keep you from other people, but it's always so inspiring and such a pleasure. And so I just feel better anytime. And for anybody listening, stop by the booth, seriously, and come to the race weekend in Atlanta. Come to Jeff's whole weekend, because you will leave there just feeling invigorated and full of knowledge and just a whole new community if you are new to the Run Walk Run method. So
we're going to load you up with inspiration and a bunch of other things. So we really look forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
Jeff Galloway, personal friend, friend of the show, America's coach and Olympian. Thank you so much for coming on the Run 8 Drink podcast this week. Runcation Nation, you can find out more. Go to jeffgalloway.com to register and join us in Atlanta, March 16th and 17th. And if you can't make it, take advantage of the virtual race options.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jeff, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for bringing me on, and I look forward to seeing you very soon, being together.
We look forward to accomplishing, exploring, and indulging with you in just a matter of weeks.
Super.
Stay tuned next week for more accomplishing, exploring, and indulging. That is a wrap for this week, however.
And before we go, we just want to say, if you haven't given us a rating and review, please head on over to Apple Podcasts and do so. More ratings and reviews means a bigger Runcation Nation community. And you help us get discovered that way.
Yeah, it's all about their algorithm and recency of the review. Of course, we would love 5 stars.
Of course.
And I hope that we are earning it. If you guys would do that for us, just take a minute. We would really appreciate it.
That's a wrap. So thank you for joining us on your long run, your commute to work, around the house, wherever you are. I'm your host, Amy.
And I'm your co-host, Dana.
Stay safe and well, and we will accomplish, explore, and indulge with you really soon. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the Run, Eat, Drink podcast. We're having another great year thanks to your support. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We're at Run, Eat, Drink podcast. And on Twitter, we're Run, Eat, Drink pod. You can also give us a call at 941-677-2733 or send us an email at info@runeatdrink.net. Visit our website at runeatdrink.net and click on the subscribe link so you don't miss a minute. Find out how you can support the show at patreon.com/runeatdrinkpodcast. Accomplish, explore, and indulge right along with us. We'll talk to you next time.